Ryan.
Hello, hello.
Where were you hiding? We tried to find you.
Oh, I've been trying to find myself. I've been hiding behind a pair of sunglasses and coffee.
Oh, really? Was it a big night last night?
Yeah, it's just been. It seems to have been a big tour of drinking.
How are you finding the Australian crowds?
Yeah, it's been. They've been amazing, to be honest. Like, really varied all over the place. Like Melbourne, they were super quiet and sitting down and listening really intently. And then Sydney, they were all mental last night. And we've had a new drummer and stuff, like last minute replacement drummer. So we've kind of all been kind of winging it on stage, to be honest. And it's been a whole roller coaster of nights. It feels like we've done about 20 shows, but we've actually only done 4 gigs.
Really? Well, I mean, like, touring around the world, what would you say the craziest crowd has been so far?
I don't know.
Every
night is so different. I wouldn't be able to. Things are crazy in so many different ways as well. I don't know, craziest crowd. There's probably been a few festivals that I can't remember that were mad.
Have you played Glastonbury?
Yeah, we played Glastonbury last year. We played the Pyramid Stage. That was quite a whirlwind. That was just it was kind of a spectacle for us, more than anyone else, just to be stood up there and have that sort of view. We played to a lot of people last year. That was the biggest crowd we've ever played to.
Who makes you most starstruck when you're at those kind of festivals? Like, what artist stands out that you just become so uncool around because you just love them so much?
No one really. I think seeing the Rolling Stones, obviously, is a bit like they were playing that day. That was probably, that's just a bit bizarre because it seems like a foreign world, you know. They're like such icons in the music world. I think it's those older guys that really I get starstruck. Yeah, probably Rolling Stones. It's when they walk past, everyone goes quiet. It doesn't matter who you are. Whoa, that's Mick Jagger.
Well, I mean, do you have a name for your fans? Because, I mean, you've got a lot of fans out there. But a lot of artists seem to name them these days.
No, like human beings.
Yeah, human beings, fair enough.
There's some non-humans. There's some creatures in amongst them.
Looking at, like, your views on YouTube, you've got millions. Do you read through the comments on the videos?
Yeah, I do if I'm, I don't know, if I'm feeling low and need a bit of self-esteem and a bit of a pick-up, then I'll read through them. It's nice to see what people's... it's funny, you have to... There's a sense of detachedness you have to just to be able to do things day to day. You have to kind of be away from it and realise that it's not of grave importance, you know, like what you do. But then there's definitely times where you read other people's comments, and it's pretty incredible, like the sort of stuff people say. It's amazing to be held in such high regard, and even when people aren't into it, it's just amazing that people have the time to pass comment on it. I'm always blown away that there's a response to it. Quite an incredible thing.
There's some amazing footage in the videos. I've been watching them over the last couple of days, and you get to go to some beautiful places. Do you choose that scenery? And is it all in the UK?
Yeah.
Like, where is it all? It looks so idyllic.
All over the shop, really. We, I think probably almost one of the reasons I've carried on playing music was because we get to travel so much, and we've got friends all over the planet, so... Yeah, we get to choose. We spend a lot of time hand picking where we actually want to go. I think next year is exciting. We've got a lot. We're kind of touring the world. I think there's talk of South Africa and South America, and
wow.
So that's really exciting for us because we've spent a lot of time in Europe, but never spent like in time off. We spend a lot of time in places like Ireland and Scotland and Cornwall and stuff. But then actually going on tour to some of these places is pretty rad.
If you could collaborate with anyone, like anyone in the world, who would it be?
Probably someone like Tom York or someone. It'd just be interesting to pick just see how someone like that functions and how they they've or the Jonesy from Sigur Rós. someone with the capacity to kind of picture music in such a broad spectrum. Yeah. I'm always fascinated by that. I'm very I have to make music one thing at a time, and it seems that there's a couple of people out there that have just a great overall vision of music. So probably someone like Tom York, yeah.
Is it going to be your first New Zealand show tomorrow night?
First show in New Zealand ever.
Oh, that's exciting. What do you expect? Huge. Have you got any expectations?
No one's told me anything about New Zealand. I think we're just going to see how it goes. I imagine people are going to be pretty buzzing. I think it's quite exciting for us. And so generally when shows are exciting for us, then it's exciting for other people as well.
How long, how many days do you get in New Zealand?
We're there for quite a few days. I think we're there for three days, which I mean, it's not very long, but it's long in touring side of things. So we get to see the country, which we're all buzzing about, because most of us haven't been to New Zealand before, never mind toured there.
Oh, well, we cannot wait for you to come and enjoy the rest of your time in Australia, and we'll see you very soon in New Zealand, Ben.
Yeah, I think we'll be there this evening or tomorrow. We'll be there soon. We're not far away.
All right, well, good luck for your show and everything that's about to happen with you. You're doing amazing.
Friend. Hey, thanks a lot, darling. Cheers.
All right, see ya.
Bye.